this study, you all put the DNA coding for the proteins you're trying to create in the chloroplasts. Can you remind us what the chloroplast is and why it's significant that the DNA was placed there instead of in the nucleus?
All plants have chloroplasts, and these are where photosynthesis actually occurs, and it's what makes plants green. And one advantage of doing that is pollen doesn't have chloroplasts. It's in the other cells, but not in the pollen itself. And so the pollen won't have these genes, even if they were to flower. That pollen wouldn't let the genes out into other plants out in the wild. The other advantage is that each cell has one nucleus, whereas they can have thousands of chloroplasts. And so by incorporating the gene in the nucleus, you just have the one copy, and then to some degree, the plants will be limited by how much of the protein they make. Whereas if you put it in the chloroplast, you can have thousands and thousands of copies within one cell. And that would also have the benefit of plants just make a lot more of the protein when they have more copies of the gene.
So then the concern is if you're trying to use a plant and genetically engineer it to produce a lot of a certain type of protein that you want for commercial use, the concern would be that it might affect the yield. What did you find in this study?
Right. And so you'd think that these plants need proteins. And so if they're diverting resources in their native proteins to these foreign proteins, that it could have some cost. And so that's potentially true. But when we grow them in the field, we see no effect on yield at all. And so we grew them over 2 years, and those years were substantially different in the weather that they had. But despite that, we find that they yielded just as much as the plants without the transformation.
So what was the gene that you inserted into the chloroplast of these tobacco plants? What does it encode, and why did you choose it?
So the one we used was called cellulase, and this is it produces a protein that can break down cellulose. Cellulose is the kind of the structure of all plants. And this has a potential economic value in that people are trying to develop new ways to produce biofuels. And so typically that's done now by taking the sugary, easily digested parts of plants. So like you can think of the ear of the corn or like the seed of soybean. And the other parts of the plant aren't easily digestible. Like you can't eat the stems and the leaves. But there's actually a lot of energy in those. And so if you could break down those tissues, you can use those to produce biofuels. And cellulose is an enzyme that does exactly that. So it breaks down the cellulose in the plant. And it has that commercial value. This was kind of a proof of concept in general, though. And so that is commercially valuable. But you could do this with all sorts of proteins. So it wouldn't have to be just cellulase.
Is it correct that the method that you all developed can produce these proteins orders of magnitude cheaper than current production methods? Is that right?
That's what it looks like. So currently, you know, our estimates from this study are that it would cost about a dollar, you know, between, you know, 20 cents and $1 to produce a gram of the cellulase. Whereas current methods, depending on the type of method you're using, could cost from a couple hundred dollars to a couple thousand dollars.
And then could this method be easily extended to express other proteins? You mentioned vaccines. I know there's also interest in developing or creating large amounts of antibodies for medicinal treatments. Or does that remain to be seen?
Well, I think that that's definitely something that you could do with these. And to some degree, they're already doing that in tobacco. They're just not doing it with this precisely the same method we're using. And so that's the expectation, really, is that you could use these that way. Although for any of these, you're going to have to go through a series of tests and to see whether it actually works for the protein that you're trying to make and whether you can purify it.